If Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray and a caution comes out, he'll be back on the lead lap.
Rick, join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways. And it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Y'all know what time it is, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast on the airwaves. Once again, coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III. Once again, hello. Welcome to this special edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, which is the latest in all the world of NASCAR. Talking about the three biggest divisions of motorsports, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and, of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. The three biggest divisions, once again, in all of NASCAR. And this is the bonus edition of the podcast here. Coming up very shortly, top of the hour, this afternoon, we have our special guest chime on in and talk about what's he been up to here lately. Coming out of the U.S. Legend Car Semi-Pro Series, that is none other than Blake Lothian will be with us here shortly. Another youngster joining the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. So grateful for this opportunity to interview the up-and-comers of the sport. Some news here real quick before we talk to our special guest. Of course, I'm recording this on this Friday, July 12th, here in the MHK. And of course, this will not be going up until Monday or Tuesday. Haven't decided yet what we want to do with this, obviously. And want to catch up with you on, of course, another thing I talked about on this previous episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, post-race Daytona Part 2, of course. I talked about during the episode that there could be not a show due to me being busy this week. Or I should say this upcoming week, actually. While you guys listen to this, this will all be up. So, VBS Vacation Bible School will be up and going here this weekend. Or I should say this weekend. But this week, I should say in present tense, since this will be coming out on either Monday or Tuesday. And I am the main character within the VBS this year. So I have my hands full with that going on. So I debated whether or not to record a show. Well, you know, Kentucky, you know, this weekend, are the trucks. That was a crazy-ass race last night. Of course, I'm going to save all my thoughts for the post-race edition of Kentucky, which I decided I am going to do a podcast on the weekend after all. So I'm going to do that on Sunday. And of course that's going to be out on Wednesday. So we got a rhythm on that deal as well. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And I'm saving all my reaction to all the races are in the books as well. So want to get you caught up on the latest news. I am going to do a post-race episode on Kentucky. So that stay tuned for that. But coming up in the near future though, there will not be a post. I will be taking, when the Cup Series has their last off week, that's when the EG3 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast will take a break as well. But don't let it stop you, because I've been thinking about lately posting a throwback, either recent interview, or I have quite a few episodes before this 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast became social media nationally, or became nationally involved with all the other NASCAR podcasts out in the world here in the present time. Yeah, I did this show, started a show while I was at K-State. It was not the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. It was the EG3 show. So I wanted to get you guys aware of that now. So it will be a throwback episode here. And that is kind of actually a perfect timing of throwback, because Darlington, either the off weeks before Darlington or after Darlington, I'm not 100% sure about that. But either way, you'll be getting a couple throwback episodes back in the day. So I'll remind you guys as we move along. So definitely, I mean, I've been cranking out episodes here and there doing my best here to provide my content, my end on how I feel about these races here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast EG3. So y'all know what it is. Big D is chilling out here in the 3Y garage area as we wait for our guest here to call in. Blake Lothian joins us here shortly here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. But yeah, just want to get some news, clean up some things a little bit. So looking forward to recording that also. Of course, the Blake interview will be up either Monday or Tuesday. And of course, we've been on a pattern. We've been on a rhythm here getting the post-race episodes out in the middle of the week. So have some type of rhythm going here. I'm glad for that. So awesome stuff there in Kentucky. We will know by this time who won the Xfinity Series and, of course, the Cup race tomorrow night on NBCS. And of course, the last time, folks, these guys were on a racetrack. Of course, got to go back to Ross Chastain winning at Daytona. And of course, the biggest upset of the year in my book, Justin Haley, Spire Motorsports, getting on the board in 2019 with their call to stay out and steal a victory away from some of those contenders who are trying to fight to get in to the playoffs. And whilst we're recording this, yeah, we got Xfinity qualifying going on right now. Currently going on right now. So I want to touch back here real quick on the Marshall AG Cup Series standings and focus one more time on a standing. Speaking of stealing the spotlight from the other drivers, of course, yeah, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski, they were fastest in both the cracker session, of course. Cup qualifying is tonight, and yes, we will all know what to find out the results by the end of this weekend. So Friday, the weekend is officially here in the 3Y NASCAR studios here, and I want to touch, really, as we switch the screen to the playoffs right now, drivers in bold here: Busch, Kyle Busch, Logano, Truex, Keselowski, Hamlin, Chase Elliott, Alex Bowman have already won, have gotten their tickets to the 19 playoff postseason in a few months. When we look at this cut line here, really, after Kurt Busch, who has a solid cushion here, Blaney, Byron, Almirola, Clint Bowyer's downward spiral, not because of how the 14 has run, but the bad luck he has gathered here, really, almost over the last month now, has put him right there, just above the cut line. Jimmy Johnson and Ryan Newman in that mix. If the playoffs were to start here this weekend, Ryan Newman will have the last ticket to the playoffs. And then you look at Daniel Suarez, only three out of the six car. The 41, Suarez, needs to get going here. We'll see what he's got in Kentucky here this weekend. Of course, Stenhouse's chance, y'all know, at Daytona. He got taken out there, spun out by Kurt Busch there, which took any chances there of him getting a win at Daytona. He's going to have to get it going here. It really have to learn how to get solid finishes other than rely on those other tracks. Speedway tracks of Daytona and Talladega. So Stenhouse, he's going to have to do something. And of course, Paul Menard announcing earlier today in Kentucky that his contract is set for 2020. And I believe he said beyond as well. But of course, he's one of those guys outside this cut line. And every year, Menard, he's in around this cut line. Stenhouse is involved. And one guy I've skipped over here, as we're a few minutes away from Blake Lothian calling in here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast here this afternoon. Eddie Greer III, he with the guys, along with Big D, the producer of this podcast, Eric Jones, the lone Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota yet to win in 2019. He's going to have to string together good finishes here to try to bolster himself in this mix. He's in the big name. He's probably the biggest name of all of them in this mix. Yeah, you got Austin Dillon, Chris Buescher in there as well. Austin Dillon had a missed opportunity to get in the postseason last week. So Eric Jones, that Jones boy, that boy better get going. He's going to make the postseason. And he's, speaking of which, there, the trucks last night, oh, I've been itching to and I plan to call a couple drivers out this week when the post race Kentucky, when we get that going, and I'm actually going to record that since the Xfinity Series obviously tonight, and then Saturday is Kentucky, and then I decided, well, there's no Cup race going on Sunday. I'm going to do it late Sunday afternoon, early Sunday evening, so I got that one in the books, as I said, and I'm going to be excited to hop on the mic for that, because that was an odd race right there last night, and we had two instances caught on tape, on social media, on Twitter. Woo! Cannot wait to get on that, and of course, I'm going to be calling out some drivers on that side of the racetrack, so can't wait to get there, and honestly, can't wait to see what Kentucky unfolds, obviously, with the PJ1, that's been a heavy discussion as well, so a lot to dive into here, coming up on a Throughout NASCAR podcast, Blake Lothian here in just a few minutes from the U.S. Legend Car Semi-Pro Series, speaking of which, last week, or 2 weeks ago, one of the two, we had Isabella Robusto on as well from that same series as well. You missed any of the recent episodes or recent interviews, really, like Isabella's, Gracie's, and Brooks as well. You download the podcast, check them out real quick, and I might as well get it in real quick before Blake calls into the show. Remember, you can follow me at EG3_FastEddie. Remember, we have our giveaway here to go. I have not checked the latest numbers on the iTunes. Please leave us a rating and review. Of course, the giveaway includes 325 at the EG3_FastEddie. And of course, iTunes, we're looking for 50 reviews and at least 10 reviews to unlock two diecasts that will be given away once we eclipse those numbers, or I should say achieve those numbers as well. So again, though, that's the giveaway there, requirements there. And of course, you can find the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 wherever podcasts are found: Spotify, Audioboom, Apple Podcasts, and of course iTunes, and many, many more. So definitely, you better get down to 3Wide NASCAR podcast as we're getting down this summer here, and we are in July, obviously, here as the action. If you thought that Truck Series last night, our action was hot and heavy, it's just going to ramp up even more. Of course, the big one last week in the Cup Series and everything else, the action is just going to pick up from here. So looking forward to see what cards unfold the rest of the weekend, entering the weekend, and I'll be breaking it down. There will be a post-race reaction show this upcoming week. Of course, with me being busy with VBS here this week as well. So got a lot going on. Of course, Blake should be calling in here in just a minute or two. We're going to take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Get ready for some Blake Lothian. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Yeah.
Three Wide NASCAR Podcast is back once again. EG3, here with the guys, Eddie Gritter III, Big D here as well. We are still waiting on our special guest to call in. For now, though, we will still here chat with you guys here. I will chat with you guys until that red light goes off and we'll take another quick timeout. But, hey, Kentucky on tap tonight, the Xfinity Series. That's why I'm recording this on Friday, July 12th. And, again, this Blake Lothian interview will be posted either this upcoming Monday or Tuesday. And, of course, we got our post-race Kentucky on Wednesday. We'll be coming out on Wednesday. I'll be recording that on Sunday night, since there's nothing more sports-wise going on. Of course, yes, there is IndyCar action going on in Toronto this weekend. So, looking forward to that as well. And I actually could be recording after that. I haven't looked to see what time it is. I think it's on Sunday afternoon, somewhere in there. So, if everything goes to plan with the weather and everything in Kentucky, of course, with Tropical Storm down there in Florida around there, then we should be okay to go. But yep, definitely racing this weekend in the action, just getting started from Kentucky down there. Of course, NBA, a lot's been going on there. Russell Westbrook, of course, the last original OKC, the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I live 4 hours away from OKC. Well, he is no longer a OKC Thunder. He is the last. That's the end of an era right there. Ooh, excuse me. If you're looking at, if you're really looking at it from that aspect, James Harden, Serge Ibaka, Kevin Durant, those guys, no more. Not one of those guys are on that team anymore. And really, Russell Westbrook, he is rejoining a former Thunder teammate. That in the fact of James Harden in Houston. So, okay, when you really look at it, guys, Oklahoma City Thunder with that talent, when you look at that, could have at least gotten back to the NBA Finals if everybody stayed put. But, you know, nowadays in the NBA, everybody wants to make big trades and go where the hell they want to go. Nowadays, this is the end of where guys stick around, the dynasties, you know, you look at it from there and such forth. But yeah, so Russell Westbrook, James Harden, they're going to reunite. We're going to take a quick timeout once again. Blake Lothian on the other side of this break. EG3 for the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Gator Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions of NASCAR. And joining us on the line here in the EG3 garage area from the U.S. Legend Car Semi-Pro Series, none other than Blake Lothian. Blake, what's going on, man?
Not much. How about yourself?
Just getting off work and weekend getting started just a tad early, but I'm excited for the weekend to finally get here. It's been kind of a long week, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, don't worry, I do.
All right, well, Blake, for our listeners out there who are not really too familiar with you, I'm going to let you take the floor for a little bit, explain a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with NASCAR.
Well, basically, I'll start when I was about 3 years old. I was just flipping through the channels when I was little, and I just came across NASCAR. I think it was some Talladega race. I just saw the cars going around, and I just instantly fell in love. I mean, just seeing the cars going around at that speed, it just kind of the danger, just, like the rush. It just gave me this feeling that nothing else really gave me. And then as I started growing up, I went to like this little county fair at the school. And I hopped in the go-kart. They had a little go-kart track set up. And, I mean, I just loved it. Just the feeling of just going fast and just racing other people. It just, nothing else compared to it. And then a few years after that, my parents started looking into getting me into competitive leagues. So we started in X1 Indoors. Did pretty well. I got spotted by the owner there. And he helped me graduate through the league process through there. I ended up winning 2 championships in the indoor series. Went out to their outdoor series with help with Mike Camara. They helped me. I helped work with them to build a cart. I ended up running the 206 Junior Series out there with one of my friends. It was a lot of fun out there. I just loved running. I rode carts out there. So much fun. After that, I moved up to the New Hampshire Karting Association, NHKA. I was running the World Formula class last year, or 2 years before that. Had a little bit of a tough season, but rebounded. Applied for the NASCAR Diversity Program. Ended up making it into that, and here we are today.
Wonderful, wonderful. And how did you apply for the NASCAR Driver Diversity Program?
Well, it all started with just looking around the internet, trying to figure out how to get to the next level, from a karting to legend cars, or hopefully up to late models, or up to the Cup Series in the end. Luckily, my mom was doing some looking around, and she came across Rev Racing, and we decided to apply. So just thanks to her for just pointing this out to us, and, I mean, look at us now.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Blake, do you have a favorite driver now, since you've been involved, since you're currently involved with the sport?
As I was little, just growing up looking at NASCAR, I was a huge fan of Jimmy Johnson. Just seeing that Blue Lowe's 48 car, it just popped up to my eyes when I was little. And then as I started growing up, I mean, don't get me wrong, I still love Jimmy Johnson, but I started seeing Michael McDowell because I was started looking at, looking at smaller teams, just seeing how they do things versus the big teams. Started seeing Michael McDowell, reached out to him a few times on Instagram. He actually responded to me, so I became a fan of his, and I still am today.
Oh, nice, nice. I've had the opportunity to have Michael McDowell on this podcast, and such a great personality-wise. So that's awesome, Blake. You're from what's your hometown from? You're from Massachusetts, that's correct?
Correct.
All right. So how popular is racing up there, up north? Obviously, you mentioned New Hampshire. There's Dover. There's a couple other tracks, Pocono. How popular is the sport of racing up there?
Well, I mean, in my hometown of Wellesley, Massachusetts, it wasn't very all that popular. I was kind of the one person in that town that was like, oh, he's into racing. But when I started racing in leagues, I mean, then that was when I was around people that liked racing. And then when I went up to the Loudon races, watching NASCAR races, I mean, you see the amount of fans out there. It's just full house. I mean, just seeing all the fans out there, that's always great. And then running the New Hampshire Karting Association, I mean, there's a lot of people up there that do support racing, which is great to see.
Yeah, that's for sure. You're listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast here, going 3Wide with Blake Lothian. Now, you mentioned that you raced in the Junior Racing League a few years ago. Tell us about that experience. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, I do, of course. I still do it sometimes. Like, I was just racing at an indoor karting place today. I mean, I just love how competitive it is. Like, in the indoor leagues, at least, I mean, everyone has the exact same equipment. You can't even touch the cars, basically. I mean, what they give you, you have to race. You can't be like, oh, no, I don't like this one because it doesn't turn in right. You have to just suck it up and deal with it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what made it fun for me, at least, because, I mean, everyone's same equipment. It's just everyone's roughly around the same times.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what you're seeing in the present time right now in all 3 series. You know, there's only certain things you can only do to the race cars or trucks, wherever division you're in. And that's really interesting coming from your perspective, you know, as young as you are and as talented as the guys and girls who are coming up into the sport, you're not old enough to know what's going on in those cars. All you know how to do is hop in them and drive and go as fast as you can, right?
Correct, but at the same time, I mean, I just love, like, anything about vehicles. I mean, in my spare time, I mean, I try to go to the shop and just learn about the cars.
Yeah, that's also a good another good way to learn about your race cars. Go to your shop and learn the ins and outs about your race car, though. So that's pretty good, Blake. Kind of going off the racetrack for just a second here. Did you play any other sports?
I tried basketball. I wasn't that good at it. I tried baseball. I wasn't really that good at that either. Once I found racing, I just stuck with it. That's all I really wanted to do.
All right. Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Wherever you're successful at, you just go with it. And it sounds like you really found your home in NASCAR and having some success with that. And you mentioned to me just a few moments ago, that you won 2 indoor championships. Tell me the feeling of winning a championship in your own division.
Oh, my goodness. You cannot even describe it. I mean, just crossing the checkered flag. I mean, it was a very tough race and championship race. How it's set up, we have one track and there's a second track, and in between the two there's a garage area, and they never open it up until the championship round. So no one ever really gets to practice on the joint track. So everyone kind of hops into an unknown. And then it was just a very tight race the entire day, and it was just off from a start. I just was able to time it perfectly, got past the guy into turn one, and after that I was just pulled away and just coming across that checkered flag. It was just amazing. I mean, all the hard work ended up paying off.
You're listening to the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast here with EG3 chatting with Blake Lothian. Yeah, the feeling, I mean, I never won a championship personally, but I can't imagine, you know, the feelings of winning any championship in any kind of division, whether it's go-karts, NASCAR, or whatever it is that you're involved with. So, yeah, that sounds very exciting. And, again, you mentioned you're involved with the New Hampshire Karting Association there a couple years ago there, scoring 7 first-place finishes and getting 3 second-place finishes. How many races are involved with the New Hampshire Karting Association? Is there so much as a season, or how does that happen?
Well, how I did it, I did about 2, I think, or maybe to 3 seasons out there. It's about 9 races a season, roughly. Okay. I did about 2 of those. I mean, out there, the World Formula class, it's so competitive. There's about 40 drivers on track, and on the track in Canaan, it's like, it looks like Daytona. We have, like, cars trying to bump draft each other. Of course, they banned that, but I mean, everyone still just tries to sneak as best they can, but it basically looks like Daytona. We have about 20 cars usually in a single file line, just all just hoping for one of them to make a mistake and just taking a draft and just going right there and taking the position.
Yeah, kind of what we saw last week. Now, I'm not sure if you paid attention to what happened in Daytona last weekend. And before I evaluate even more, did you watch the races at Daytona NASCAR Series?
The Cup series? I watched a little bit of it. I watched the highlights. I was traveling, so I couldn't really see the whole race.
Okay. Yeah. So, with all the controversy around Justin Haley's victory, and you talked about Talladega earlier in this interview, that the cars are in close quarters, you know, you're going through the draft, and one wrong move, and you get the big one. So, we definitely saw that last week, and then you get an unexpected winner, which, from what I've listened to podcasts throughout the week, and there's been positive, negative reaction from that. So, I kind of want to get your take just a little bit of how you feel about that.
Well, personally, I mean, I like seeing surprise winners. I mean, that's kind of what happens at play tracks. I mean, usually, like, some guys that you don't usually see it towards the front have a shot in the race, which, I mean, that's personally what I love to see. Like, for me, Mike McDowell usually shines on those plate tracks.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Usually I root for those races.
Yeah, I'm also a big fan of those races also, and I love seeing a first-time winner. But definitely, nationally, just at least for me, from from when I hopped on Twitter last week and reading some of the tweets, there was, unfortunately, there's some negative in there, but this is the way plate racing goes. I mean, you make what you try to make it happen. If you make it out of the big one, you have a chance to win the race. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, that's how I see it. I mean, I saw lots of negative reactions, Sally, but I mean, I did see a lot of positives about how people love that type of racing. I mean, I'm going to say I'm for it. I mean, I like a few races in the season that kind of just give other guys a shot at it, like small teams. I personally love it.
You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3 here, chatting with Blake Lothian here. Now, as noted here, while preparing for this interview, Blake, you're currently involved with the Bojangles Summer Shootout at Charlotte Motor Speedway, is that right?
Correct, it is.
So, how's that going for you so far, as the summer rolls on?
Well, I mean, it has definitely been a learning experience for me. It's a lot different than the karting I've been doing. So, I mean, that definitely was a learning curve for me. But coming into round number 7, I believe it is now, I mean, I feel like I have a handle on the car. I believe I'm able to lean on my teammates, Isla Robusto, a lot about how to kind of take the cars into the corners, is how to kind of drive an oval.
Yeah, and I had Isabella on the podcast last week. What are some of the differences between driving these cars and driving the ones that you drove, the go-karts and things like that?
Well, for me, it was like in the go-kart, you don't really have that much power, at least in my four-stroke karts. Then all of a sudden, like, it was smooth as fast. Like, if you don't jerk the wheel around a lot, you're going to be fast. Here, it's a little bit different because, I mean, once you get on the throttle, you want to be, like, on the edge, like, having to correct that car left and right. Which, I mean, that took me a little bit to understand, because, I mean, I was like, I'm being extremely smooth, but, I mean, I'm a little off the pace. I mean, luckily, I was able to figure that out by about the second or third round, but, I mean, it's a lot different.
I'm sure it is, but at this stage of the summer shootout, I'm glad you're getting the feel of it, and we'll see what you can do the rest of the way out. Now, going back to the NASCAR side of things here real quick, have you had a chance to watch any other NASCAR races this year?
Seb, I was at the Daytona 500 this year. That was a thrill to watch.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, that was exciting. That was an exciting race right there. Yeah. How was that whole the Daytona 500 experience for you? Because I went to the 500 a few years ago, and that was a tremendous experience from my perspective, so I want to get your take on that.
Well, I mean, for me, just seeing it on TV, I mean, it's, don't get me wrong, it's amazing seeing it on TV, but I mean, when you're actually at the track, like, you feel the car is coming from about, like, I was sitting around turn 1, I mean, you feel the car is coming out of turn 4, rumbling towards you. I mean, it's a feeling you cannot explain, and when they start the engines, the flyover, the national anthem, the pre-race, just seeing the cars roll out for practice, I mean, it gets you all hyped up getting ready for the big Daytona 500 every year.
Yeah, they call it the Super Bowl of NASCAR for a reason. Definitely feel those cars at another level. It's one thing, you're right, Blake, it's one thing to watch it on TV. Like, it's a spectacle, but it's another thing to attend a race, especially a race like that, the Daytona 500, one of the biggest crown jewels of all of motorsports. It definitely gets your heart pumping, that's for sure. Now, you mentioned your favorite driver, Michael McDowell, earlier in the interview. Now, Jimmy Johnson, I want to go back to him real quick in Hendrick Motorsports. You know, obviously, last couple of years, Hendrick Motorsports, I mean, yeah, Chase Elliott got on the board last year with his first win, and then he went on to win a couple more races, and they've been on the downswing, and now this year, Alex Bowman just coming off winning a race, Byron's been winning well, Chase Elliott's already got a win. Jimmy Johnson has been on a rebirth, if you will, here. So, you think Jimmy's going to have a chance to get back to victory lane before the year's over?
I definitely see it coming. I mean, how the Hendrick team has now started turning it around. I mean, I think it's a matter of time until we start seeing that 48 back in victory lane.
Yeah, that's for sure. I just got half the feeling that the 48 is going to make a splash before the year is wrapped up. You're listening to 3Wide NASCAR Podcast here with Blake Lothian. Just a couple more minutes with Blake here on this Friday afternoon. So, Blake, you have any other than being busy with racing here, you got any summer plans, rest of the summer plans? How did the 4th of July go at?
Oh, man, it was a lot of fun out here. Because, I mean, at Charlotte Motor Speedway, I mean, we have this dirt track here. And, I mean, on the hill, you can see about 6 different fireworks shows. So, I mean, just watching that up there. Then also the Coca-Cola 600 a few weeks before that. That was amazing to see in person, too.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, Coke 600 from where we were at was a very exciting race and probably one of the more entertaining races of the year for sure. So, was that your first race attended at Charlotte Motor Speedway? The Coke 600?
That was my first.
Very nice. Awesome. Got any goals set for yourself here as 2019 rolls along here for you?
I just want to improve a little bit. Personally, I want to hopefully get top 10, top 5, and I want to be up there fighting for that win by the end of the summer.
Great. Tell the listeners, you got any races coming up here as the summer here continues on here for you?
Oh, yeah, we have the next 3 or 4 weeks. We have Tuesday night races, Monday night practice at Charlotte Motor Speedway. If you guys can make it down here, that would be amazing to see you guys up in the stands.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, Blake, before I let you go, tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
At @Blake_Lothian on Instagram, Facebook, look up Blake Lothian and Blake Lothian Motorsports, Twitter, I believe it's @Blake_Lothian there too, and my website, www.BlakeLothianRacing.com. Thank you.
All right, awesome. Well, Blake, thank you for taking a time out of your day to talk with me, and good luck the rest of the way. Blake, we'll follow you the rest of the way.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
All right. Folks, Blake Lothian, ladies and gentlemen, from the U.S. Legend Semi-Pro Car Series, joined me here for a few minutes to chat what he's been up to this summer. Great conversation, and he sounds like an intelligent young man, and he is going to be looking to improve his quality of racing here as the summer rolls along. So thanks once again to Blake Lothian for joining the 3Wide NASCAR podcast afternoon to chat all things NASCAR and some other things. And then once again, shout out to Christy for setting this interview up once again. Seems like lately I'm all about the young guys and gals when they're upbringing in the sport and enjoying what they're doing, and their passion of the sport is outstanding. So once again, thanks to both Blake Lothian for joining the 3Wide NASCAR podcast and Christy for once again setting this interview all up. Once again, real quick, before we sign out for the rest of the weekend here, Kentucky, the Xfinity Series going to go down tonight, obviously, with qualifying just ended. I don't know who won the poll, but last time I checked, Austin Cindric was sitting P1 on the poll. So obviously when this comes out, we will know who won the actual race. And of course, Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski won the practice sessions earlier this morning and afternoon. And their qualifying is set here in another about hour or so. Yeah, an hour or so, at least here Central Time. So Kentucky and, of course, the Quaker State 400 tomorrow night. And we'll know the rest of the results here as, of course, once again, another reminder, I will be recording post-race Kentucky. Originally, I thought not to do a post-race this week due to me being involved with Vacation Bible School this week. But with the no action going on, at least on the NASCAR side of things, after the Toronto race, I am going to record the post-race reaction from Kentucky. And, of course, this interview will be posted along with that as well. So, folks, download the 3Wide NASCAR podcast wherever major podcasts are found, wherever NASCAR racing podcast shows are found as well. So you know where our Spotify, iTunes, and again, I mentioned the giveaway earlier. So do not forget about that as well. And of course, another thing, the NFL training camp is around the corner as well. So can't wait for football to get back on the screen as well. But it's been a blast once again interviewing one of the young talents in the Drive for Diversity program coming up, as Blake Lothian continues to strive here to become one of those drivers like a Michael McDowell or Jimmy Johnson like we talked about earlier. So great, great interview. Big D, let's wrap this thing up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wrap of the 3Y NASCAR podcast from Manhattan, Kansas. Big D, thanks for what you do. Again, be out on the lookout for this interview early this week. And again, who will take the checkered flag at Kentucky this weekend? Of course, action tonight and tomorrow. And of course, got IndyCar north of the border in Toronto this weekend. I'm Eddie Greer III. Let's book it and cook it. We out of here. Thank you for listening to the 3Y NASCAR podcast. Who will take the checkered flag in Kentucky this weekend? See you next time on the 3Y NASCAR podcast.
Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Y.